About half a dozen residents attended a workshop session held at Wrangell City Hall Monday night. Officials with Wrangell, Petersburg, SEPA, Thomas Bay Power Authority, and Ketchikan Public Utility discussed the operations and maintenance report produced by D. Hittle and Associates. According to an agreement with SEPA, KPU operates the Swan Lake Power Plant, and TBPA operates the Tyee Lake facility. But the report calls for a single contractor for both facilities. The document also points out inconsistencies in employment training and budgeting. It also lists concerns about an overlap of people who serve on the boards for SEPA, Thomas Bay, and KPU, who also work in management for the utilities. According to the report, there are currently 16 full-time equivalent positions split between the two plants. The suggested change would have two full-time operators at each plant and one roving operator who would work at both facilities. At times, there may be only one operator or caretaker at a facility. SEPA CEO Trey Acteson says moving forward with a single operator would save money in the long term for the agency. The report estimated an annual savings of roughly $460,000 if SEPA takes over the main operations and maintenance. Acteson says maneuvering into a single contract also would give SEPA more control over its two plants.
We are responsible. We report to FERC. We are ultimately responsible for both of the projects, not the O&M contractor. It's SEPA. And from a risk management perspective, I have no control who's operating the plant. I have no control over skill diversification within the plants. How do I know they even have somebody qualified there to do the tasks that they need to do? I don't, and I have no control over that.
Wrangell Assemblymember James Stowe says a single operator contract would have a big impact on the economies of all the communities.
You go to single operator, we're losing $550,000 in wages in this community. We're losing the groceries, the goodies, and the rest of that stuff to go out to there. And you're going to move personnel back and forth and around. In our communities, Petersburg, Wrangell, employment means a big thing.
He says he wants to keep the facilities at, quote, the status quo. Stowe says the people who currently work at the plants are doing a good job and should not be taken out of those positions. Andy Donato is the senior electric systems engineer with KPU. He says the suggestions in the report will leave the facilities ill-prepared for major service disruptions.
The problem we have with the SEPA organizations, they're small. I think they're brilliant. I think they're gifted. But to sit and throw the baby out with the bathwater and then think that they're going to do this in a year's time and develop the plan, I think it's not a good one.
Donato also expressed his concerns about having a sole operator at a facility on weekends. He says there are many tasks at the plant that require more than one person. The report's author, John Heberling, says having a single operator is a common practice in the industry.
The Terror Lake project in Kodiak operates that way. They normally will have three guys out at the site 4 days a week, and then for the remaining 3 days of the week, there's just one of them that remains at the site, and the other go home to Kodiak for that period of time.
But there were questions about whether or not that practice actually met OSHA requirements. Wrangell resident Kip Velvoda mentioned that in the case of an emergency, a single operator would not be allowed to enter a confined space without another worker to supervise. He says he learned that requirement from his years of experience as an electrician. Mick Nichols is a foreman at the Tyee plant. He says he isn't comfortable with only one worker at either plant. Nichols also is concerned about how quickly the process is going.
I think you'll find a lot of reluctance for one person at the plant. It's just something that absolutely has to be worked through. My questions mostly are we pulling the trigger too soon? Did we look at this well enough to be able to pull the trigger and say, we're going to cancel the O&M contractors? I think the D. Hittle report leaves a lot of unanswered questions.
Another issue that could come up if the proposed changes are approved by the SEPA board deals with the public employees' retirement system. Wrangell Mayor Don McConkie says even after a person has been laid off, the community must still pay into the PERS system. He says that's because the retirement fund is so far in the red.
So whether you have that employee or whether you don't, you still have to pay. That is a tremendous impact on these communities if people were to be were to leave and we didn't have them, we still had to pay for it.
Acteson says that is something the agency has been and will continue to look into, but he stressed nothing is set in stone and no changes have been made so far. Acteson says his focus is on providing reliable, low-cost energy and ensuring the facilities are operating at their best. The SEPA board meets again December 13th and will likely discuss the report. The members will have their final say on how to move forward. The Wrangell Borough Assembly plans to discuss the issue during its November 27th meeting. McConaughey says they will offer guidance to their SEPA board members as well. In Wrangell, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.